So Deshaun and Addie are going to the dance together, and, as it will turn out, they will end up going out together the rest of 7th grade. As for Colin and Joe, well, Joe does not report his dialogue word for word the way Addie does, so I cannot tell you what happened there exactly. But the gist of it is this. Colin met up with Joe after school on Thursday. It took a while, but he finally got up the nerve to tell Joe the same things he'd told Addie, in addition to admitting that he was the one who had put the notes in Joe's locker because he thought the notes in his locker were from Joe. When Joe showed up at the flagpole with Addie and me that time, Colin hadn't dared come over and say anything, and when Addie had gone over to him, he didn't know what else to do but walk her home. And then he told Joe that he liked him, and could they go out together? Just like that? I ask, when Joe tells me this on Friday. His face is beaming so bright, it could bring moths.
Just like that. He came right out and said it. He told me he's liked me since last year, but it took him until this year to figure out what it meant, and now he wants us to be, you know, like boyfriends or something.
That is so cool, I say, and I mean it. Addie can hardly believe it when she hears the news.
My boyfriend is your boyfriend?
She goes, but when we remind her Colin was never her boyfriend, and now she has a real one of her own, she relaxes and says,
maybe we can double date sometime.
So there will be a whole lot of us going to the dance together. Misfits and fits, couples and not. My dad will be there as a chaperone. I'm kind of hoping there will be some single mom there for him to meet. But if there isn't, that's okay too. The important thing is that he will be there. The way I look at it, love does not necessarily make for a happy ending any more than winning does. What makes for a happy ending is what Addie said all along. Freedom. The freedom to be who you are without anybody calling you names.